Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. This year has seen severe weather events with over 1,500 tornadoes causing significant wind damage and hail. Such years often reset insurance policies, raising a question of whether this is the new normal. Senior Science Fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions, Eric Snodgrass.
We look at data. That's the big thing. So, for example, with respect to the severe weather, there was some great research published out of Northern Illinois University a couple of years ago that was done by a man named Victor Gassini. And what he studied was, is there been any sort of a shift in Tornado Alley? Is it expanding, contracting? Is it changing north-south? And what we found is that throughout the Mississippi Valley over the last 40 plus years, there's just been an increase, especially along the mid-south. Of tornadic activity. That also is a region we've seen increases in hail and wind damage as well.
Beyond severe weather, shifting droughts and floods have significantly impacted farming in the United States.
Most of the West, especially the coastal regions, have like a Mediterranean climate. So there's 6 months of snow and rain and then 6 months of nothing. And if the reservoirs are full, I know we've had a lot of major wildfires in the West this year, but agriculturally, those reservoirs are what's key to the growing season. They've been full this past year because of such huge snowpack.
Once again, Eric Snodgrass, Senior Science Fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.